Angie Kennedy is now going to continue our exploration of seasonal themes. Here she is with a look at some of the traditions of Christmas.
A letter to Santa. Writing a letter to Father Christmas is a lovely tradition to keep up with the young generation, so that Santa knows what the little ones in your family have on their wish lists. Cozy up with your grandchildren and help them write their letters to Santa, then pop them in the post. Thanks to Royal Mail, they should get a reply from Father Christmas himself. You can send the letters to Santa or Father Christmas, Santa's Grotto, Reindeer Land, XM45HQ, by December the 9th, including the children's full name and address. Turkey with all the trimmings. In Victorian times, turkeys bred in East Anglia would be herded along the roads to London to be sold fresh for Christmas, in a journey that would take as long as 3 months to complete. Imagine the scenes and the noise as thousands of the birds were taken along the drovers' roads, wearing little leather or sacking boots to protect their feet. Santa's mince pies. Now, do you leave a mince pie on the mantelpiece as a thank you for Father Christmas? They might give him an energy boost, but he needs to watch how many he eats. Mince pies have a high calorie value, typically 300 calories per pie. And that's an awful lot of calories if you adhere to the tradition of eating a mince pie on each of the 12 days of Christmas. Oh, Christmas tree. Prince Albert, Queen Victoria's consort, is credited with bringing the idea of a Christmas tree to England in the 1840s. But the credit should go to Queen Charlotte, the German wife of George III. It is said that Charlotte set up the first known English Christmas tree at Queen's Lodge in Windsor in December 1800. The German tradition of Christmas trees dates from the 16th century, and some suggest that the religious reformer Martin Luther was the first to add lights to the tree in an attempt to replicate the beauty of the stars. The holly and the ivy. Although Christmas trees became popular in Victorian times and onwards, bringing in evergreen foliage such as holly and ivy has been used for midwinter celebrations for centuries to symbolise hope in the continuation of life through the harsh winter months. Holly was sacred to the pre-Christian Druids and used with ivy, laurel, rosemary and bay to ward off evil spirits. And a berry-laden branch of holly was also one of the original festive gifts. In Christmas traditions, the holly came to represent Christ's crown of thorns, and the berries, his drops of blood. The ivy was associated with resurrection and eternal life. A Norfolk ding-dong. That stalwart of the Christmas carol services, Ding Dong Merrily on High, was written by the vicar of Little Walsingham in Norfolk. George Woodward became the vicar of Little Walsingham with Houghton St Giles in 1882. He wrote poetry and published several collections of carols, and Ding Dong Merrily on High became a Christmas classic. It was first published in 1924. The priest and his wife Alice are buried in Little Walsingham churchyard. Words of Wisdom. Now, another Norfolk hymn writer was William Cowper, whose Christmas songs include Winter Has a Joy for Me and The Newborn Child of Gospel Grace. Although his carols are not as well known as those of George Woodward, some of the lines from his songs have passed into everyday usage. Variety is the very spice of life, and I am monarch of all I survey, are lines from his hymns, and he is said to have written another. God moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform, after fog prevented him finding his way to a river to kill himself. Boxing Day. St. Stephen's Day, or the Feast of St. Stephen, is celebrated on December the 26th in Western Christianity. In recent years, this second day of Christmastide has become known as Boxing Day. The name is thought to have originated either from money given to the poor in alms boxes in church collections, or from Christmas boxes, which were money or gifts given to servants and tradesmen on the first weekday after Christmas Day as a thank you for their work through the year. Nowadays, though, Boxing Day is a major shopping event, with some stores seeing it as their busiest day of the whole year.
Thank you, Angie.